Before the performance of our beloved, the choir of St. Ignatius Antiochian Orthodox Church, we'll hear from Dr. Boulos Rafael some slides continuing our celebration of the apparition of St. Mary in Zaytun.
Apparitions took place in 1968. I was here in Canada. Unfortunately, I didn't see the apparitions. I came in 66, and Fadila came in March 68, so we got married in March, and the apparitions took place in April 2nd. We didn't hear about the apparitions in Canada or the US anywhere, and in the Gazette in Montreal, there was just three lines saying, something supernatural happened in Egypt, and that's all. But the good Lord has his witnesses, and we have three books which were written by three outside of Egypt, one of them from California, a priest, a Catholic priest by the name Jerome Palmer, and that's the one I'll just give you a quick outline about it today. It's unfortunate it's out of print. Amazon has one copy for $100, and I have the only one. Abuna Bshoy Kamel, in 1969, he was serving in California, and he sent me more than 50 or 100 copies. They're all gone, and this is the only one left now with me. The other book is by an American lady who's married to an Egyptian physician. By her name is Pearl Zaki. She, thank God, she's still living. She's 93 now. And she went and saw the apparitions herself and dedicated her life to spread the word in the US about the apparitions. That's the second book that will be presented in a couple of more days later. And the third one by a person called Johnston, Franz Johnston. I don't have a hard copy, but this is a photocopy. This one, as well as the one by Pearl Zaki, are available on the website from Zaytun, Zaytun, Zeitun-eg.org. You have lots of material, including these two books. The one that I'm going to present is not present, but we have it in PDF. Because we don't have the authorization from the publisher, whether it exists. We have it a PDF. If you are interested in a copy, after you hear my little presentation, you approach me and I'll send it to you in confidence by an email. So, how this goes, Michael? Michael? Way. Oh, it goes to the left. Okay. Is this not the one? No. This one. This be the presentation. So the book, about the book, as I said, was prepared by a Benedictine priest, was living in California, and the publisher is called Colligan Incorporation in San Bernardino, California. It should go again down or upper side, up. And he was commissioned by the publisher, who was also Catholic, and he liked to the apparitions of St. Mary everywhere, and so he sent this priest to investigate by himself and interview people and write about the apparitions. He went in 1969, almost a year after the apparitions, and so that's why he's saying here that as he was writing the book, the apparitions were continuing. And he said that the publisher, Mr. Colligan, his wish is that the word spreads about heaven is sending word to people to be united and to be to get to a good life. The book has 6 chapters. One of them talks about the first one, about Egypt, the religions, of course, how Christianity interacts with Islam in Egypt and so on. The second one is about the apparitions. The third about the committee which was appointed to look after to investigate the apparitions, and then the miraculous cures, and Our Lady's part in spreading communism between the different Christianity, people in Christianity as well as Islam. I'm just going to go quickly about the apparitions particularly. And this picture is in the book, and this is the most classical one photographed by a person called Ali Ibrahim from the Egyptian Museum, and about her profile being on the Eastern Dome. I like this picture, it's the best one. It shows even the dome, the dove flying above St. Mary's, and she is in front of the main dome, Eastern Dome in the church. He interviewed several people from the clergy. He interviewed Bishop Samuel, the late Bishop Samuel, who was martyred at the time Sadat was shot in Cairo. And then Bishop Athanasius, who was the late Bishop Athanasius of Beni Suef, as well as Bishop Gregorius of Higher Studies, and Father Joseph Mazloum, who was a Maronite Catholic priest, as well as Father Zafir Eid, Greek Catholic priest, and the two main priests of the Church of Zaytun. He interviewed also some laymen. Some of them are mentioned here, like Shafiq Mikhail, Muhammad Hassan, and Shehata Mansour, who are Muslims, Matilda Messiha and her sister, Wadir Tadros Shambo, engineer and mobile oil, and his wife and many of his relatives, as well as Kamal Matta, who's a Greek Catholic. He had also other testimonials from other people. He had for a testimonial. These are all people whom he met and wrote in his book about how they interviewed them and what they told him about the apparitions, how did they see apparitions. So these are all written in the book. I'm not going to go through that. I'm just giving you an outline of what's in the book. So he got a testimonial which is written in the book from Cardinal Stephanos, the Catholic Cardinal or Patriarch of the Catholic Copts, as well as from Dr. Ayrut Archimandrite of the Greek Catholic Church, and from Dr. Ibrahim, this should be Said, not Sid. He is the head of the Evangelical Church of Egypt. His daughter actually is with us here in Ottawa, and many of you know her and her husband. His Holiness Bob Kyrollos appointed a committee to investigate the apparitions, to look after all the documents and what people said and what people saw, and they interviewed many people, and they reported to His Holiness Pope Kyrillos, and he waited until May 4th. They presented him their statement, and then after the confirmation, he issued an official statement about the apparitions, and as well as the Egyptian government, Ministry of Information, did issue a statement asserting emphatically the apparitions. You will hear later in the other books about how also Gamal Abdel Nasser himself did see the apparitions for himself. So this is the papers of May 5th, 1968, after His Holiness Pope Kyrillos issued the official statement about the apparitions, and it talks about the apparitions in detail. This is one of the Egyptian papers which is famous, the Akhbar. There's something missing. There's another paper, one clip from a paper. I don't see it here, apparently. Here it is. This talks about the miraculous happenings. And it was from Watani. So we'll go to, he mentions in his book that there was no spoken, which we know that St. Mary did not speak out in her apparitions, but Father Barmer states that one can only speculate on the reason for Our Lady's silence. He mentions whatever message Our Lady has brought to, can be read in her silent gestures of holding out the olive branch, of kneeling at the cross, and of blessing and encouraging her people in their bitter struggle with poverty and war. We go to the miraculous cures. There are several miraculous cures, and that's what he mentions, that Zaytun from the first night, cures have been many and spectacular. A commission of seven physicians were commissioned by His Holiness Pope Kyrillos, all of them professors of medicine, and headed by Professor Shafiq Abdelmalek, who was a professor in Cairo University Medical School. And they collected again all the documentation about all the cures and documented it, and it's all there in the archives of the Patriarchy. So that's the last slide I have. And he had two. Father Palmer had two chapters at the end of his book about the ecumenism, and he mentions at the beginning of that chapter, it may be too early to try to say what the real purpose of the Zaytun apparitions may be. It could be our Blessed Mother's way of encouraging the Copts and Muslims to bear with patience the hardships created by warlike conditions in their land. You remember this happened shortly after the 1967 war, and what troubles the Christians in Egypt were about to undergo. You saw in the video yesterday, even though it was not good, how they were marking the houses in blood and preparing for doing massacres to the Christians. So that Our Lady did essentially help in that situation and giving them. It could be also speculated, as Father Mazloum suggested, Our Lady's ways, not Lady's woes, Lady's way of compensating the devout Copts for having to forgo their annual pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Until now, the Christians are not allowed, even though it's released a little bit for particularly those abroad, but even in Egypt, anybody under 45 still cannot go to the Holy Land. So that's one way our Mother of God compensated for them too. And as Father Shenouda mentioned yesterday, it's officially now considered the route of the Holy Family's visit to Egypt is considered part of the pilgrimage to the Holy Land. So this is one way of considering. It does seem from the effects seen so far that it would be safe to suppose that the apparitions are meant to heal the divisions that exist between the Orthodox and Uniate Christians and between the Muslims and Christians of Egypt. That's what he essentially mentioned in his book. I gave you a good outline, a quick outline. There will be two other presentations, about the book from Pearl Zaki, hopefully in a couple of days, and a third one about the book from Johnston. This presentations actually, pre-servants in the class of pre-servants did work on them, and I attribute to them their help and their even though they are so busy in lots of activities, but they worked on these presentations, and I'm the one just taking the honor of presenting them. So, thank you.
Thank you, Doctor.